This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, Friday free-for-all. What I tell everyone is underway, folks. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. This hour,
it's a big old
you will hear
countless dreams.
Senator Feinstein
happiness ain't
being coached by an aide. Almost as if she's like a, toddler. It's unbelievable. This is in the U.S. Senate. Kevin McCarthy on impeachment. We'll hear from him as well today. The media is trying to twist a lot of what he's saying. I was glad to hear Senator Hoeven say that it's a good idea. Keep doing what you're doing, House. Appreciate that. I don't know if you heard this, Kevin, but Mitt Romney thinks it's okay for the government to use big tech to censor you.
Oh, well, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, there's Mitt.
Mitt Romney. There you go. Why is Mitt Romney even still a thing?
Another day with Mitt.
Oh.
Another day with Mitt, yeah. And do you have monosexual privilege? You probably don't know what that is. I didn't, but there's a college workshop on it. And, the privilege stuff never ends. So just a few of the things we're going to get to today on the program.
To be clear, I never had any sexual privilege. I had to work for all of it. It cost me a lot. Okay.
Monosexual preference. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't make it up. An update on the border hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas in just a moment, and then we'll open up those phones for anything on your mind as well. 701-271-1100, or text us at 701-237-1590. Our friend Todd Bensman is here, a regular, but rare that we have him twice in a week. We did so because he testified before the committee that we were playing clips of Mayorkas from, but we didn't get a chance to see any of the coverage of when Todd was testifying, so wanted to get a update on how things went in that hearing. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me again. I was competing against the UFO hearing as well.
You know, that was really unfortunate because, normally when they just have so much going on in the House these days that if Mayorkas alone would have been the hearing focus, we would have had a lot more of his shenanigans. And I was impressed that he was asked as much about the CBP-1 charade, facade, games that they're playing, a little shell game of sending people to the legal ports of entry. Did you hear any answers that were of any use whatsoever?
I mean, to be honest, I was too busy with my own hearing to pay attention to that one. So I only know of it what I've read and heard. And you know, my understanding is that, you know, he never gave a straight answer about any of it. And they just couldn't pin him down. He's such a slippery fish, that guy. You can't ever really pin him down on anything. So I heard that that's a lot of what happened at that hearing.
I was just glad that the matter is getting attention in the United States Congress, because you've been talking about it for months, and now at least it's getting a little bit of attention. So I was glad of that. Although you're right, what I saw of Mayorkas, he didn't say a darn thing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the central, the kind of the foundational cornerstone of the border crisis right now, which is that they're just handing out these permits and having people brought in over the ports of entry where nobody can see it, and nobody can count it. It's not being counted the same way. But like if you're an interior city like Chicago, Denver, New York, et cetera, the same number of people are pouring into your city as before they started this whole CBP one and ramped it up. That's all that matters, is that, you know, New York City is still getting 15,000 immigrants a month, foreign nationals coming over the border, pouring into their city. And so is everyone else is still getting the same number of people coming in. And that's all that really matters. How they get in is the shell game, where they're just saying, well, you know, the numbers are really down, but the numbers are actually the same as ever. It's just terrible. People don't understand CBP-1. It's complicated. It doesn't seem to make sense somehow, but it's really pretty simple. They're just bringing people in a different way and counting them a different way and then claiming the situation's great.
Do they have any obligation to notify a state when they're bringing a new wave of illegal immigrants in, or cities?
No. No. Once they're in, people, you know, the foreign nationals can go wherever they want. So it's up to them. They can pick any city they choose. They tend to go to, the reason I mentioned New York is because New York is battling legally with 30 different counties in New York State because nobody wants them. They're an unfunded financial burden of the highest order. So New York is trying to ship them to other parts of New York State, and the counties out there are saying no. So they're suing to stop New York from doing it, and New York is suing them back to force them to take all these immigrants. And the reason that they're even going to New York in the first place is because New York is giving them hotel space for free as long as they want it. Food, clothing, shelter, medical, welfare, everything. So, of course, they're going to New York. If you give them all that stuff, word spreads back down the trail that New York is the place to go. Nobody's going to kick you out. You're going to get everything you need for as long as you want it.
I would like to see these mayors speak up and say enough already. And Mayor Adams in New York City has, although they don't sustain it. But, you know,
they don't complain about, you know, they don't ever say, shut the spigot down. Your policies have opened the spigots at the border. Close those spigots there. Instead, what they're saying is just give us more mops so we can, you know, mop this up and have the money. You know, we just want the money to mop it up and have somebody else take the immigrants and give them mops. But nobody ever says, look, this the heart of the matter here is that you have these policies where when somebody comes to the border, they get in immediately or very quickly. And that's why they keep coming. So change the policies.
Tell me a little bit about your testimony.
Well, I focused in on something that my hearing was before the House Homeland Security Committee, which is doing the oversight investigation of Mayorkas. So this is part of that. And I focused in on a part of the impacts, interior impacts, that nobody ever really talks about. Everybody, you know, we've had lots of people talk about crime and fentanyl deaths and that sort of thing. But mine was about school districts, because this particular mass migration crisis is very child-centric. It's all about these children and unaccompanied minors, families being brought in and let in. So that's about, you know, 1.5 million students that are just, you know, foreign nationals that are just entering our school districts. And the burdens of that, of having kids who have little or no education, maybe they dropped out 5 years ago, all of a sudden having to go and take standardized tests in Texas or wherever. And so I just raised that as a place where almost all Americans should be able to feel the pocketbook pinch of this and have it impact their families where their kids' education are being degraded across the country. And they're having to pay for that, more and more and more bond elections and, you know, to hire new ESL teachers and to buy portable classrooms. And I really focused on this one school district that I studied. I went there in Texas, Liberty County, Texas, that's grown fivefold. It's quintupled its enrollment in like the last 4 or 5 years. And all of the problems that they're facing, and that this is what it looks like. But, you know, there's almost no media attention to what's happening in these school districts.
Of course not. Of course not.
No, it's right. And, you know, it's a politically aversive topic. So local media doesn't want to. Yeah.
This is coming to a school near you. This movie continues to play out. I'm really glad you did that, because I think that transcends the sort of political back and forth as well, to say, hey, this is your education. Your kids' education, what you're paying for, it's being impacted. Todd Bensman, always, always appreciate your good work. Get the book Overrun, folks. It's good stuff.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The hour brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today, where they're celebrating their 20th anniversary with great deals on everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Also, by the way, if you've heard Mike talk about the election summit that is coming up August 16th and 17th. You can get free access to that event and watch it live from wherever you're at if you go to LindellEvent.com. LindellEvent.com. Use the promo code SCOTT when you go there, okay? And it's August 16th and 17th, so it's a ways off, but I'd get signed up now. Just need your email and then your referral code. That's the promo code SCOTT, and you'll get free access to the live event. Receive an email with a free gift as well right now. So just by signing up, you get a free gift. What's not to love? Again, LindellEvent.com, LindellEvent.com, the election summit. What kind of a noise is that, Kevin? I'm not familiar with that. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm fixing a piece of equipment here.
You're fixing a piece of equipment. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, are you in Morton?
Yes, sir.
Says Morton here. Okay, great. Aaron, hey, what's
I,
on your mind?
I wanted to bring up something to you. I wanted to bring up something for you guys. Jay Thomas had something on his show a couple weeks ago about, you know, the illegals standing out there with their kids and their whiteboards at Walmart and different places, Fargo. Down in in Wapton there, the new scam is there's illegals that can't even hardly speak any English and have babies strapped to them. And they come in there and they ask you to please pay for diapers for my baby and all this stuff. And then what they do is they're getting people to buy diapers and food and different things. And when they get up there to the cash register, they want to take a picture with their phone of your receipt. After that happens, they go out to the parking lot and they're bringing the stuff back and exchanging it for money now. The Wapton Police Department came out and evicted them from the property, and there was a lady and a guy doing the same thing with different children. So that is the new scam now.
What in the world?
Wow.
Yeah. I know, Kevin, right? Yeah, so, and this is verified by two or three different people now that have experienced this just in Wapton. So the Wapton Walmart has evicted, and the police came out, and they just got them off the property. But there's couples doing that with babies and 2 and 3 year olds begging for food now. So they've gone from the signs to taking the children in there now. I don't know if that's going on in Fargo, but it's been happening in Wapton now at the Walmart.
Well, beware. And, you know, if you're trying to do something nice for somebody,
beware.
And they're trying to, you know, give me this, I need this receipt, I need that, you know, red flags all over the place there, for sure.
The best thing we can do, I think the best thing we can do as Americans is just stop helping those people that don't want to help themselves, because all we're doing is enabling those people to act that way.
Yeah, I hate it, because I think it's one. Yes, it's you question anyone that is asking for something to, you know, help them out because of these scam artists. I just detest them, because there are people in real need that are not they're not getting yeah, I know it is, you know, but I'm the same way. I don't know anymore, and I've heard enough stories about the scams that I just don't go there. I direct my charity to other things, you know. And really, anybody that is okay, I can't feed my kids. I need work. I'm disabled. What all the different, you know, pitches, I'll call them, that they use. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, the most generous country on the face of the earth. We've got all kinds of ways for you to receive aid and a hand up and everything else. So, you know, go to the proper authorities and get it where you should get it from, not on a street corner.
I wanted to let you and Kevin know about this, because I know Kevin will talk about it. I'll call Jay later today, too, and let him know. So this is
all right,
a scam now, and it's kind of sickening if you think about it. They're using children. Oh, have a great day. Great show.
It is.
Nothing surprises me.
It is sickening. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate your call very much. I promised that I would play you a little clip of Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. So they're voting on this defense appropriations bill in committee. And they're to the point where they just need yays and nays, right? You for it, Kevin? Yay.
Yep.
You're not? Nay.
Nay.
Okay?
No.
It's very simple.
Yep.
Let's count the A's and nays. And she got a little confused. So here comes her term. She's simply supposed to say A. Listen.
Senator Feinstein. Say I. Pardon me?
I.
Yeah.
To say. I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted.
Yeah, just say aye.
Okay, just aye.
She finally got around to it. With an aide on each side of her, like, okay, this is...
Just say no. Yeah.
This is not the time that you read this. Just say aye. Come on. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why these people don't have families that say, you know, I love you, Mom. I love you, Sister. I love you, you know, Daughter, whatever. They don't have parents around anymore. But don't they have loved ones that don't just say, enough already? We're going home? We're not doing this anymore?
You'd think. But, I mean, look at all of them. On both sides. I mean, Blumenthal and, she's
oh, there's a bunch.
Durbin. I don't want to put in any age restrictions, but at some point, you've got to call the ball, Maverick. I mean, come on. You can't, I mean, with Mitch freezing up the other day, Biden, I mean, all of them. And granted, some of them very sharp, no problem. But when you get to this point, come on.
Senator McConnell, there's a report out too that he's been falling, and that, you know, people didn't know about it. It didn't get reported, but like he came off a plane that evidently was originally planned to leave Washington D.C. and then they said, sorry, we're not going anywhere. The plane's inoperable or whatever, and they pull everybody off, and he face planted walking off the plane. You know?
Yeah.
It's just,
you know. I mean, and then you look at a guy like Grassley, who's, I mean, coming up on 90, pretty sharp guy, Bernie.
He is.
I mean, they're
he
up
is.
There, but you get inferred like this or get to the point, come on, you just can't do it. And DiFi is as old as they get in the Senate, by the way.
I just say, families, come on.
Yes.
Have some dignity. Don't let them, this is how they want to be known? Hang on like that long? You know, sad deal. Really is. And you just got to wonder where the families are. I agree with you on age limits, though. Everybody's different, so age limit I don't think works. More after this. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Former President Trump lashing out about the new charges filed against him in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. He said they were ridiculous, and this is what you get for leading in the polls. New federal legislation named after one of the victims in the Parkland, Florida school massacre aims to increase safety measures on campuses. Those measures would require silent panic alarms in all schools across the country and would increase the number of school resource officers. The Justice Department Department launching a civil rights investigation into claims the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force against black people. That probe announced yesterday comes 7 months after the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. We hear a lot about heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and dehydration. Now a new study says extreme heat can also take a toll on your mental health. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mitt Romney thinks it's okay for the government to use big tech to censor Americans. Mitt Romney, ladies and gentlemen, tell you about that for the end of the show today. Also, the largest grid operator in the country has issued a warning amid relentless heat wave. Evidently, wind is not keeping up. I saw a chart that had all the resources that were being used, and I mean everything. And the wind was just a sliver, just a tiny little sliver, which is, again, why when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all these people talk about how wind can replace coal, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. We need baseload always-on energy because wind is not always on. Got to be all of the above. Another example of it, and I have some actual stats for you to tell us a little bit. Budweiser, sadly, has had to lay off hundreds of workers, thanks to Dylan Mulvaney. Actually, thanks to some dum-dum that thought it was a good idea to partner up with Dylan Mulvaney. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, she's working for Target now.
Well, good. That's a good fit.
Yeah, it's going to continue to oversee their demise.
It's a good fit. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Sloppy Joe's for lunch today, 45th Street. 9th Avenue Southwest, Steak Tips in Glendon, Fish and Fries, 12th Avenue, I-29, West Main Avenue, Scallop Potatoes and Ham or Chicken Tenders, Sloppy Joe's in Harwood, Valley City has fish or Salisbury steak. We started the program today talking about the information that we have now from the FBI, thanks to a Freedom of Information request that was answered by the FBI to the former Fargo-Moorhead. That 2 years ago, they did encounter, based on a tip and some concerns of Mohammed Barakat, him in his apartment. And some of you are, I would say probably 70-30 is how I would quantify all of the texts so far, are 70% saying, look, there's not enough here. And you do not want an America where going on what they were going was enough to arrest Mohammed Barakat. You don't want that. 30% are using it as an opportunity to be critical of a law enforcement in this case, because it was an FBI tip that went to Fargo Police Department. They're the ones that actually followed up on it. So anyway, if you want to continue to weigh in on that, a lot of folks have. That's fine. 701-271-1100 and by text 701-237-1590. A texter says, Scott, you have to admit Trump is getting senile. I don't know that I see anything in Donald Trump's actions that would lead me to believe that he's senile. You watch one of his rallies? The precision and detail that he talks about things that happen, things that are happening? I don't think senile is the right word. No. I think Donald Trump is impulsive. I think he sometimes acts or does something before he's sort of thinking through what will the ramifications of me doing this be, because he's not a politician. Politicians are super careful. They're gonna vet this stuff by 5-6 people. Trump doesn't do that. Trump just says what he has. So I think it's pretty much ridiculous.
I don't see that. Not at all.
Ridiculous to suggest that he's senile.
Nor do I see that in Bernie Sanders. Or do I see that in Chuck Grassley? There's plenty of guys of age. Trump always talks about the guy from Home Depot that, worked solid as a rock, sharp as a tack, right into his 80s. So, it's all different.
Somebody called earlier and mentioned a scam that was happening. He specifically mentioned the Wahpeton location of Walmart. But we have a text here from Adam. Adam says, I've been approached by a woman attempting that same scam in the 52nd Avenue Walmart parking lot. Do not fall for their sob stories. Yeah, and when you start getting into, give me the receipt and then, bad idea. Go in there and buy this for me. Come back, give me the receipt. Then they go get cash for it, and who knows what they're doing with it. So another scam to be alerted to, as if we need any more. My goodness. Scott, you missed the point on why Democrats are bringing in all the illegals they can. Democrats know they are losing the majority of black voters. Illegals will allow a change in the number of representatives in the House. Remember, census didn't allow the question on citizenship. Once Democrats have control of both houses of Congress, citizenship follows with generations of new voters for Dems. I've heard that many times. I'm not so sure they're going to get every one of those voters. I think they think they are. That's for sure, but I'm not so sure they are. But are they trying it? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Tom in Grand Forks, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
I just have one quick question. Did this Muhammad character have a criminal record?
He did not have a criminal record.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. I didn't hear anything, but I wasn't quite sure. Thank you very much.
No, what he had was, according to an anonymous tip, someone expressed concern about his mental state, his access to weapons, and his use of threatening language. That's all they had to go on. That, again, an anonymous tip to this reporting mechanism. FBI says, Fargo PD, you follow this up. Fargo PD goes once to his apartment, not there, goes twice, not there, goes a third time, he's there. And they interact with him and pretty much just saw legal weapons, legally acquired weapons and weapons. And that was enough to basically close the case on it and say, okay, not there. I wish the anonymous tipster would have maybe given a little more details on this mental state or been available for questioning, but they wanted to be anonymous. So there wasn't much there. So, as I say, our answers on that are about 70-30 in favor of law enforcement doing the right thing here by saying there's nothing more here we can follow up on. There just isn't. 701-271-1100. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 701-271-1100 and text at 701-237-1590. I want to play a clip of Kevin McCarthy. I think more conservatives, more Republican elected leaders should handle the media the way Kevin McCarthy does. Because there was a snarky reporter saying, well, you're saying you're going into impeachment, and he says, stop the bus, back the bus up, and does this in, I think, a very calm way, but effective. See what you think.
You're pretty excited, yeah.
Earlier this week, we talked about supporting the idea that the chief has been indicted as an investigation and not being offered.
Okay, let me first correct you. Were you there when I said that? Okay, then what did I say? Okay, so you're claiming that I said we're going to impeach the president. I, floated the idea of impeachment. Okay, so you're wrong. So if you record, go back and watch. I said impeachment inquiry. There is a big difference. And let me explain it, because maybe not everybody understands it. What impeachment inquiry does when you vote on the floor, it gives you the apex of power of Congress. Okay? And just walk through what? We have two whistleblowers from the IRS claiming the Biden family were treated differently, that David Weiss let the statute of limitations run out. The basic rule of thumb in any case, when you're getting the statute of limitations coming up within 6 months, you get an extension based upon the individuals. They said the Bidens were willing to do that. They should do that now. We have an individual that we now found went to the FBI a number of years ago claiming that they bribed the president. I said you couldn't find the money because all the shell companies, it's the 1023. We found that when then Attorney General Barr found it, that he sent it to the Pennsylvania justice, and they said there's more to it. When does an attorney out investigate the FBI? We then found that the president, Biden, while running for office, made a couple claims. He first looked the public in the eye and said, I've never spoken to my son about any business dealings. He said, my family has not taken one dime from China. In part of this investigation, we found that when the vice president became vice president, his family created 20 shell companies. Kind of like what the 1023 said would happen. We found that 16 of the 17 payments from Romania came to the president while he was vice president. We now found that money did come from China. Differently said. We've now found the president has changed what he said. But we have a real question about David Weiss and the attorney general. And the other six people in the meeting. It's contradictory based upon what the IRS agents said and asked questions and took notes from the meetings and emailed everybody about those notes. Now, if you're any member of Congress, this is not saying impeachment. This is not anything but we need to investigate. And what happens, like you watched the situation yesterday, where the federal government says there's still an investigation of the Bidens. Well, the only way you'll be able to get information that way is to have the strength to be able to get the documents you need. I was concerned when asked the question that I haven't seen an administration act this way at the same time as Nixon did by withholding information. If they do not provide the information we need, then we would go to an impeachment inquiry. Impeachment inquiry, which simply is an investigation and providing Congress the power to do that investigation. So I'm glad you asked the question that I could clarify that you misinterpreted and misstated.
And by the way, give me your address so I can send you a Christmas card, too. Oh, but you know what?
Yeah, the one that you got completely wrong and didn't even listen to.
I love the way he walked through that whole thing, though. Again, I think we get so wrapped up in headlines here that you're confused as to what the heck's going on. Kevin McCarthy did a great job of saying, look, here's the deal. Biden said this. Here's what we know. We need the additional... Basically, the impeachment inquiry allows them to get documents,
right.
subpoena things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get, and they're not able to get at the committee level because they're getting
a process. Yeah,
stonewalled.
Explaining the process, and we all want it done yesterday, and there's always a process.
I don't know. I think impeachment is coming, without question, and when the heat really gets turned up, probably going to be about what, September or October, and then what's Joe going to do, Kev?
He's going to, due to personal reasons and love of family, he's going to decide not to run in November of 24, and game on.
Gavin
Newsom. Here comes Gavin Newsom.
On line three.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. More of your calls and texts when we come back. What's on your mind?
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The bumper music of choice today.
Don't let the sound of your
since
Randy Meisner passed away.
We're honoring the life of Randy Meisner, who was, what did he do for the Eagles?
Founding member, bass player. Yep, founding member, and yeah, 77.
So he was the first Eagle?
He was a founding member. Yep. Yeah, he was in the first incarnation of the band. Yep.
Got it. All right, Mitt Romney, I promised to share with you what sounds to me like Mitt Romney saying it's okay for the government to use big tech to censor Americans. Something we've just unearthed was happening with the Twitter files, and I would think we would want to put some safeguards in from ever happening again. But Maybe I'm wrong. Listen.
Cannot do. And I think this is important.
That's the wrong guy. That
I like
is,
Rand Paul, too, though.
I do. Well, Rand Paul's, I think, you know, going to do a little battle with Mitt Romney on this one. Listen.
The reason is, in my view, it's overly broad in prohibiting any employee of the federal government from cajoling or arguing with a member of the media about a story. Employees of the federal government have First Amendment rights, too. And if, let's say, President Trump or President Biden disagreed with something that was going to be written about them, this would make it a crime for them to call up the social media company and say, that's a lie, take it down, this is outrageous. That's not censorship. Censorship is when the government shuts something off. This is arguing to try and convince someone else to shut it off. And that's the right people have, whether they're in government or outside of government. Obviously, there are places where people go over the line and make threats and suggest you're going to lose your license if you don't do the following thing. That if it's narrow enough to be defined in that kind of way, I'd be happy to take a look at it. But to say that no employee of the government, from the president on down to the millions of people who work in the government, can speak with a social media company or a legacy media company and express their point of view that an article is wrong or that an avenue they're going down is wrong, that would shut off free speech on the part of the administration and power, or, frankly, employees that have nothing to do with one party or the other. So, in my view, it's a piece of it's an amendment that is overly broad and hasn't considered what's going to happen when there's a Republican administration that wants to argue that the media is saying crazy things about them. Would make it a crime. To do so. Even the press secretary responding to a question, saying, no, that's wrong, you guys have got that wrong. Well,
to define crazy things. I mean, again, I think we're talking about free speech here. What do you make of his argument here?
Mitt Romney.
Enough said?
Yeah, I mean.
Because, I could argue the same position he is.
Right, yes.
That, you know, a simple contact is illegal. But he seems to be saying, you know, just trust us, the folks in government, talking to Twitter or talking to Facebook, talking to any of these entities, you know, their motives will be pure. That's where I worry a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's Mitt Romney. All right, mailbag here. Last chance to get a word in. Let me go to some text here. Question, how did Barakat get such a relatively fast track to citizenship?
That was a question I asked. That seemed to be pretty quick, 5 years. So, but I don't know.
Do they when they're vetted as asylum candidates are, I wonder if they get a faster track. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what typical is. But, you know, these in this case came from Syria, applied for asylum. According to, all the official sources, they're vetted to make sure they're not on a terrorist watch list or meaning anybody harm or whatever. Once they go through that policy, I wonder if that puts them in a better position for citizenship. I don't know. It's a good question. Very good question.
How many terrorists in the world do you think have just flown under the radar, though? How many terrorists around in the entire world of radical Islam are there? No one that's ever been arrested, accounted for, photographed in any way? No real background. But that, you know, that we know where the evil lives in those people, and that's what worries me. That's what, you know, that's what we've, oh, they're vetted. Oh, really? Okay. Because the documentation of that part of the world is so stellar.
Well, I know.
And they keep such great records on everybody.
How do you even begin to investigate? I agree with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree with you. There's not like they can, you know, phone up the FBI or the local police department or whatever and say, what do you got
like
on
here.
This guy? Yeah. No, that's a very good point, Kev. Texter says, is it okay with the current climate policies for senators and representatives to fly home every weekend?
Depends on which ones.
Yeah.
Bernie hitchhikes, I guess. I don't know what he does.
It would be an interesting question for some of the, like Sheldon Whitehouse and some of the other people as well, how they justify that. But just stay right there. You'd say, well, part of my job is to come back, I guess. Last text of the day, the GOP never has any sense of strategy. So they're going to throw Joe over the side, which is a huge favor for Democrats, and have our candidates face a fresh candidate. This is how and why we lose.
Well, the GOP isn't throwing Biden over. The DNC is throwing Biden over. The team is throwing Biden out. They're putting Bernie out to pasture.
Yeah, because I agree. You know, running against Joe would be a dream in his current state. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. We want
all right,
that.
We got to go. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from Irie Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at irieinsurance.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.